going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You heard it, folks. While the Saints are making their picks, you can pick up some groceries. Rouse's Market, Power Boulevard, official supermarket of the Saints. That's 3711 Power Boulevard. We'd love to meet you out here. Black and Gold have made their selections in the fourth round, picking up Danny Stutzman, linebacker out of Oklahoma, then getting Quincy Riley, the corner out of Louisville. That is now four straight defensive players the Black and Gold selected after taking Kelvin Banks, offensive lineman out of Texas in round one, and QB out of Louisville, Tyler Shuck, in round two. They got three more picks on the day. We'll see what the Black and Gold have in store for us after the break. We'll be getting on the newest member of the Saints, Quincy Riley, the corner out of Louisville, here on WWL Saints Radio. Right now, though, some news time right here on the home of the Black and Gold. We'll be back with more of our Draft Fest coverage after this on WWL. Welcome back into our TrainSouth.com WWL Draft Fest coverage. We are live at the Rouse's Market on Power Boulevard. Come out and talk some football with Team WWL here coming off the board. We are in round five. Two picks already in. Tyron Ingram Dawkins, defensive lineman from Georgia, going to the Minnesota Vikings. And then Florida defensive lineman Cam Jackson to those Carolina Panthers.
Cameron Jackson. Saw him play in high school. Man, if you want to see cowboys and cowboy hats in a stadium, go to Hainesville, Louisiana. And Cameron Jackson, that's where he was in high school, in Hainesworth, Louisiana. And Coach Rod took me over there. We would take a deal. And so Cam was a verbal commitment to LSU, was going to go there, had some great issues. Because of what happened the year before and the LSU had lost a player because of grades, it was an iffy situation. And at the end, he ended up really signing on with University of Memphis. Played there a couple years, and then last year with Florida. Cam Jackson, if he gets his weight right, can play. And he is a guy that can stop the run very well. For a big man, he can move. He came to our camp one time. He weighed 365 pounds. And he was light on his feet. I'm not talking about light on the weight.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Wait. Is that light?
Light on his feet for a big man of that size. And his weight is varied all across the board. But I saw he dumped like 35 pounds. And, man, God bless him. That's a lot of weight to lose in a couple months' time. And Cameron Jackson goes to Carolina, and if he can keep his weight right, he can play.
We have a trade, gentlemen. The Seahawks are sending Sam Howell to the Minnesota Vikings.
Well, that killed Bobby's idea.
Bobby is going to be in trouble.
Bobby ain't going to like that.
He ain't going to like that one at all. Wait, they did what, Minnesota?
Y'all should have waited.
Let Aaron decide that he wanted to go. Bobby is not going to like that.
Yeah, because as soon as Deuce told him that they had one of them brother-in-law deals with the Steelers, Bobby didn't like to hear that. But, yeah, that's an interesting man. Sam Howell sort of bounced around the
NFL. Exactly.
He was with the Commanders. Mm-hmm. He goes to Seattle. And now a backup and an insurance policy in case something goes adrift with J.J. McCarthy with the Vikings.
A lot of unknowns still with him, obviously, with McCarthy.
Because you ain't seen him play at that level. And, man, to miss the entire year with a knee injury, and that was early in training camp. That wasn't like, you know, the fourth preseason game. That was way before everything there. So Sam Howell becomes now the insurance veteran insurance policy for J.J. McCarthy in Minnesota.
This round, we're in, like I mentioned, round five of the NFL draft. The Saints have no selections currently. They do have one in the sixth and two in the seventh that we are waiting for to happen. We'll see if there's any trades from the Saints side of things if they decide to make a maneuver.
We'll see. Now, again, Adusa brought it up about this is the time that you would look sometimes teams trying to maybe get rid of a veteran because of salary money and who they've selected.
A lot of the trade here, right?
Well, Sam Howell. Yeah. That's exactly right.
That's what would hit here. And so is there a veteran corner out there that maybe you could get?
Because it was the Seahawks trading. Who did the Seahawks get yesterday? Quarterback.
Milroe.
Sean Alexander made the pick. So they got the quarterback, and so they felt like, you know, you sign one during free agency, and now you draft one. So today is the day that you'll see some veterans that teams will start calling, hey, you know, I saw you did XYZ on Thursday or Friday. Do you have interest in maybe trading X player for a fifth round or sixth round or seventh round? Because – more than likely, you're going to end up cutting him. At least you get something for him.
Yeah, and the thing with Milroe is because of what happened with Kubiak last year and having to deal with Taysom Hill, how does he use Milroe? And, again, we talked about it last night. There are 8 to 10 plays. Milroe's in that lineup because he's scared of bejesus out of you. They talk about power, QB power. No, he's QB speed. Once he gets around the corner, you got issues because he can outrun people. And then when people start to cheat up on the line of scrimmage to stop the run with Milroe, the one thing Jalen can do very well, he throws a really nice and accurate deep ball. Now, you can't make a living off of that. He has to kind of get into better habits and better mechanics in the short and immediate part of the game. But Kubiak having that experience with Taysom Hill, I think will certainly build that package for Jalen Milroe in Seattle.
And the package that gets done with this trade between the Vikings and Seahawks, Minnesota getting Sam Howell, the quarterback, also pick 172 in the fifth round, Seattle getting pick number 142 in round five.
Following some, some of the newest Saints on X, and Tyler Shuck put a tweet out, and he's talking about his dog yesterday, but when he got picked, he said once she heard it was the Saints, she started jumping up and down, and that was Murphy the dog. And I was like, I don't think I remember seeing the dog.
I saw the dog. I saw one of the ladies holding it. I noticed the lady before I noticed the dog.
There was a dog in that shot?
You sound like Bobby now.
Right.
I don't know. I guess I remember seeing the dog. I'm not sure.
Guys, time now to welcome into WWL Saints Radio his very first appearance on our Saints Radio coverage. Quincy Riley, the newest member after getting selected by the Saints. Welcome to the Black and Gold. How you doing today, Quincy?
I'm doing outstanding. How y'all doing?
We are fantastic. I'm Steve Geller with WWR Radio, joined by the voice of the Saints, Mike Haas, also our draft analyst, Mike Dettillier, and going to hit you over to NFL and Saints great Deuce McAllister. What you got for us?
Well, Quincy, first of all, congratulations, man. Welcome to the New Orleans Saints. And just, you know, for you, where do you feel like that you can fit with this team as far as the Saints is concerned? And what are some of the things that you hope to plan to bring to the table?
I feel like I fit anywhere they need me to be. I'm a versatile guy. I can play everything in the back end whenever you need me to play it. Special teams also. But I bring a great leadership to the team, a guy that's going to get the ball back to the offense so they can put up points and have fans in the stands. A guy that's real competitive and play with a chip on his shoulder. And just a guy that's passionate about football, that love the game. So that's what I bring to the team.
Quincy, Mike DeTillier. First of all, congratulations on getting selected by the Saints. What type of interest did the Saints show you before you got selected? And the one thing with you, as a high school guy, you were a big-time track sprinter. And I know somebody that knows you pretty well, and he said, man, Quincy was upset what he ran at the combine, that he's a lot faster than that 4.48 that he posted up there. But your thoughts on this, on the connection with the Saints before you got selected by the Black and Gold?
I talked to them one time. They came to my school. I had dinner with Terry Joseph, and the film part, he was digging into me a little bit. But then outside the film, like, we had a great man to man conversation just about life and everything that goes on. So like, after leaving that meet, I didn't feel as if they was really high on me at the time. But I mean, they was pretty into me just for even coming down to have a conversation with me. So. I didn't know I was going to be a New Orleans Saints, but I'm happy to be a New Orleans Saints.
Quincy, I got a question for you. Coming out of high school, what were some of the schools that you visited or you went to that had some interest in you coming out of high school?
It was a lot of Conference USA schools, Kent State, Middle Tennessee, West Kentucky, Tulane, and that's the ones I really looked into for real.
Yeah, and so I just wondered, you know, do you feel like that you were a guy that was kind of overlooked in a sense? And so, you know, having to kind of prove yourself and having some early success as far as in college, then going over to Louisville, having the success that you had there, and, you know, just, hey, I play with a chip on my shoulder. I'm going to go out there and make plays.
100%. And I think that chip helped me to get to where I'm at now. So I want to be able to continue to have that chip on my shoulder. And I'm just ready to ball for real. Like, just knowing that I look at myself as a dirt and diamond type of guy. And so as long as I'm getting out of the mud, I feel comfortable. So I'm happy that I was, you could say I was overlooked.
Quincy, in the off season, who did you work with maybe in training? And secondly, you know, in the NFL, the receivers are bigger, and so something, you know, getting yourself physically stronger for the National Football League. But who did you work out with in the offseason?
I worked out with a guy named Flight Christian Miller out of Dallas, doing DB drills. Also, when I come back home, I work out with my guy B. Sammy. Who else I could say? A. Reese Curry. Doing the pre-draft, I worked out at Exos with Brent Callaway. So I had a good bit of training all season with a couple people.
This is Mike Koss, Quincy. I do play-by-play with Deuce for the Saints, and I apologize. I might be a little late to the parade here, but certainly another Louisville player with you in Tyler Shuck.
Yes, sir.
Talk about the skill set that he has that you win against every day in practice.
I tell a lot of people that he's the best quarterback I ever played with ever before. And so going against him in practice, I know, like, game time, I was going to be prepared, like, to go against other quarterbacks because the type of mindset and skills he had, like, he throw the ball, like, off the charts well. Like, the throws he take in practice and throws he make in practice, it's just unbelievable. So him preparing me in practice really just helped me in the game, make it more easy on me in my mind. And he just unbelievable, like, talent, like, and I don't think people really understand that. So I hope the Saints actually, like, he show people, like, what type of talent he is and why y'all took him early.
Quincy, how much special teams play did you have either at Middle Tennessee or at Louisville?
Since I started off in college, I played special teams. I was mostly a return guy, but when I wasn't returning, I played gunner. I also played up back on kick return before. I played cornet on punt return. I played kickoff. So I played around a good bit of special teams, but mostly we just always been returning.
Some of the you're looking at the corners either that are in the NFL now or in the past. Is there anybody you try to model your game after, Quincy, or looked up to while you getting your football career going?
I looked up to Jair, Denzel Ward, Marshawn Lattimore, guys like that. Like I tried to model my game after those guys.
And have you gotten to visit the city of New Orleans at all? Have you have any, you know, prior experience in the, you know, the Crescent City coming into the visit at all, or even in the Superdome?
Nah, I haven't been nowhere near the Superdome, but it's funny because when I was a kid, I actually went to the Junior Olympics down in New Orleans, and then when I was running track, so that's the last time I've been in New Orleans.
Quincy, what you running track?
I ran 100 and 200.
Yeah, 100, 200.
Yes, I ran 10-4 and 100 and 21-3 and 200.
We talking. We talking hand time. We talking, you know, electronic. Nah,
no,
I'm messing with you, Quincy.
This state official.
I'm messing with you. Yeah, I'm messing with you. Don't pay me no mind. Yeah, nah. That's fantastic. That's fantastic. So, and that's Junior Olympics right there. Correct.
Yeah. No, that was when I won state. That was high school. But I also went to Junior Olympics when I was very younger, like 10, 11.
Yeah, no, that's what I meant. Yeah, I knew the state side when you won it, but I was just referencing close to New Orleans or to New Orleans was the Junior Olympics. So, that's fantastic.
Yes, sir.
Quincy, one of the things you're going to hear when you're in the Superdome is the Saints fans giving the big cheer. Who dat, who dat, who dat, say they're going to beat them Saints. Wondering if you can give one big shout-out of a who dat to all the black and gold fans out there after you get to join the Saints.
Yes, sir. I'm ready.
Let's hear a who dat.
Who dat, who dat, who dat, who dat.
There we go.
All right.
Thanks, Quincy. Congratulations. Enjoy the rest of your day, man.
Congratulations, Quincy.
Yep. Yes, sir. Congrats. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Welcome to the Biz Easy. Big Easy is brought to you by Bud Light. Drink and enjoy Bud Light. We are here on our Saints coverage as we continue to steamroll to the Saints. Next three picks still on the board. And, gentlemen, as we go to break, the question...
No,
where Shador is going has been answered.
It has been answered, and he's going to the Cleveland Browns.
They jumped in front of the Eagles, so maybe Philly had a beat on them.
Fifth round, 144th pick. Don't think that's where they had
planned. Not many projections there, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes God puts you in the right place, right time.
It's opportunity. Whether you thought
it's opportunity.
Well, hey, whether you thought it was pick two. At number two overall,
right.
Or whether you thought it was pick, 32, 33, or whatever it may have been, you get the opportunity.
That might be the first time I've ever heard that Cleveland might be the right place, right time.
Well, Steve, you know what? You might be right about that.
We're taking a break here on our TrainSouth.com WWL Draft Fest coverage, and soon to return right back after this on The Big Stick.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
WWL, Draft Plus All-Pro Analysis, the Cajun Cannon joining us shortly at 2 o'clock. You can join us at the Metairie Rouse's Market on Power Boulevard, official supermarket of the Saints. That's 3711 Power Boulevard. Love to meet you out here recapping the Saints draft thus far in the first round, taking Texas offensive tackle Kelvin Banks. And in round one, Louisville quarterback Tyler Shuck. In round two of the draft, going 40th overall. Then in round three, two selection, it was Texas defensive lineman Vernon Broughton. Also Virginia safety Jonas Sanker. In the fourth round today, there were two selections coming off the board for the Saints. Oklahoma linebacker Danny Stutzman going with the 112th overall pick. And then at 131, Quincy Riley, the Louisville cornerback. You just heard from him on WWL Saints Radio. Currently, the Saints still owned three more picks on the day. Those are in round six, number 184. And then there's two in the seventh, number 248, and then also number 254. But right now, I think, guys, the biggest news, obviously, Shedeur Sanders' long wait is over. And I don't think we said this going into break. Nobody saw a fifth round being the spot for Shedeur Sanders, but ends up being the Cleveland Browns, a team we thought would be interesting.
Yeah, because they were one of the teams early on that had shown a tremendous amount of interest in Shedeur. And, again, that quarterback situation is in major flux.
Right.
Of exactly that. You talk about a situation where he could – I mean, what you got, Joe Flacco, Deshaun Watson? I'm not real sure.
What's interesting, they also have Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah, and but still, man, what? Dylan Gabriel's a nice kid.
Right.
And it was a perfect fit for him at Oregon. I do give him credit there. But, man, Shedeur, he's a more talented guy than what Dylan Gabriel is. But, man, that offense at Oregon was a great fit for Dylan Gabriel with that. And also, too, another LSU guy just came off the board, and Braden Swenson. He goes to the New England Patriots. And Braden's a guy that was a lightning strike for LSU. He's from the Georgia area, signs with Oregon, really didn't have a lot of, statistics or playing time there. Transfers to LSU, didn't do much that first year there. And then last year, you saw him develop into one of the top pass rushers, not only in the Southeast Conference, but in the nation. And how well he really performed. And so he goes to Mike Rabel, and I think there he will play that stand-up outside linebacker sort of slash defensive end, and his job is rush the quarterback, Braden. That you can do real well And so another LSU guy comes off the board in Braden Swenson to the New England Patriots and Mike Rabel.
What if we get his roommate to be Will Campbell? They know each other well.
Yeah, I would guess. They went up against one another for the last couple of years at LSU, so he does know him pretty well on that part. But goes to show again, he's the type of guy that you see. I would have said the potential word with him, but he did do it last year. And he did it up against some pretty good competition throughout the season with Braden Swenson. So, man, congratulations to him. You talk about a guy that came out of nowhere for LSU, and it was Braden Swenson the way he performed last year for the Tigers. And they certainly needed it to get some pressure. And you saw also the improvement with Savion Jones. And Savion went yesterday to Sean Payton and Vance Joseph with the Denver Broncos.
Steve, you and Mike have been talking football.
Give it to us, dude.
I'm talking food over here at Rouse's, and so
I'm enjoying some fried chicken. That's for sure.
Well, not only the fried chicken, but they got some pretty good deals here. They got a 3-day sale going on, and so if you need to, and even if you don't need to, nothing wrong with stocking up a little bit.
You know it.
You need to get over to Rouse's, and then we would love for you to come and see us. But this sale, prices are good from the 23rd. Which was this past Wednesday until next Wednesday, April the 30th. And they have a 3-day sale going on right now this weekend on a few items. This Tropicana lemonade, 2 for $4. You know, that's the one that your kids and you probably too.
I drink that myself.
That's what I was about to say.
You're a 64-year-old kid.
Well, that's true. And we know Luke, he carries his around.
He carries it around. Like a bag.
There you go. And he drinks it daily. But you know, you need a little quick snack, little Pop Tarts. They got that too. You get a little Pop Tarts, and so now I got the sprinkles on it, and I got the different flavors. But you know, anything that you need food wise, I'm gonna get you some water too. I got a little deal for you on the water, 3 for $9. Come on in and get the Rouse's water, 3 for $9. But got nice little sales, nice little items over here. You talked about the cold cuts as well as the hot food that they cook here at the deli. I don't know if you ever had a chance to take some of it, because if you don't want to cook, Steve. They got it made for you already.
Grab and go, baby.
And so now here's what you can't do, Steve. Now, Mike, this is probably me and you what we ended up doing. Instead of getting a little small rack that I needed, you know, the little single serving size, I ended up grabbing a family serving size.
Whoops.
No, there ain't no whoops. I know exactly what I'm doing.
What?
Hey, because now you thinking it's for the family, but then you look around, it's just me. And the next thing you know, I ate 6 sandwiches over here that I didn't need. And did you eat them all in 1 or 2 days? No, that's a couple hours while I'm sitting here watching the draft or listening to the draft, listening to you guys. So, you know, you get a cheat day if that's what you want to do. But come on over to Rouse's, whether you come in here to the Power Store or any of their stores, and get your grocery shopping going, and get you some of these items.
Guys,
Deuce, the way you're looking at that piece of paper, you're going to be needing these glasses here pretty soon. I'm just telling you right now, I hate to break you the news.
Hey, the doctor told me this year I got 2015 on my eyes, and so I'm still holding on strong.
Well,
right
you
now.
Better hold on.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Is your old air conditioner running all the time but not cooling your home? Stop wasting energy and money. Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a complete AC cleaning and tune-up. And we'll include, absolutely free, a 1-year, no-breakdown guarantee, all for just $89.95. That's right, we guarantee your AC will cool your home for an entire year or your money back. Call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning. because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
From the Rouse's Market, now we're going to go check in at the Saints facility on Airline Drive. Sideline reporter Jeff Nowak joining us. Jeff, how's your draft day going? I know you had an early start today.
Yeah, I'm powering through. I'm like my body is 90% caffeine at this point. But, you know, I'm making it. We have this kind of lull in between picks. I'm interested. You know, I'm intrigued. I like the cornerback pick a lot. You know, it was a need, and he fits Quincy Riley. You know, he talked about Terry Joseph went out there. They sat together for a while. He said he learned a lot in those conversations. I asked him, you know, what coverage were you asked to play the most at Louisville? And he kind of said, hey, you know, he played a lot of zone match, right? You start in a zone, you adjust based on what the offense is doing, and a lot of time you roll into man. And, you know, if you look at what Brandon Staley likes to do on defense, a lot of zone match coverage. So I think that's what this pick is. You're adding a piece that fits what Brandon Staley wants to do. And so I'm intrigued. I would love to see the Saints move up so we don't have to wait all the way until like 254 to see these last couple picks. But right now it's kind of a holding pattern. But, you know, this is a very much a draft where you're addressing needs, and I think that's what they've done.
Yeah, I think with this year's draft, Jeff, it's been anticipating, all right, the Saints are going to make this move up, and they've stayed pat and haven't, you know, moved any of these picks quite yet. We'll see what happens now with one more sixth rounder and two in the seventh. But you talked about a little bit about the cornerback and Quincy Riley. Curious, the Oklahoma linebacker, Danny Stutzman, your impressions of him and after getting to also talk to him on the Zoom call.
Yeah, high character guy. You know, I think he's got a bit of a chip on his shoulder. He talked about, you know, I had one workout and it was with the Saints and I didn't have any visits. You know, I think he was invited to the Senior Bowl. He might have had an injury that stopped him from going. But yeah, I mean, highly productive, right? If you look at the two picks they made in the third and the top of the fourth round, you have guys that accounted for 418 tackles the last 2 years in Jonas Sanker and Danny Stutzman. So, you know, I think you're looking at a couple things, right? You're looking at, okay, how do these guys fit the new scheme I'm bringing in, but also core special teamers. And, you know, I think this team is very well aware of how the changes to the kickoff are going to impact. You know, it's a lot of plays in the game where you're going to need someone who's able to go out there, run down the field, and make a hit, make a tackle, and also kind of fit into your scheme. So I think that's what both those picks are. So, you know, I think it's, you know, it's not a draft where you're getting the splashy names. You know, obviously the Browns picked Shadur, you know, and that's what people are going to be talking about. This is not going to be a Saints draft that draws major headlines around the NFL. But I don't think they care about that at all. They care about addressing needs. They care about bringing in quality players. This is very much, to me, kind of not a full rebuild, but a retooling of we're changing schemes, we're changing everything. We need to make sure we have the pieces. And that's what this draft, to me, is about, and that's what you're seeing. I think that's why they're making sure they maximize their picks. I think they're going to make 9 picks. So you're going to have a lot of rookies to kind of rebuild this thing with.
Jeff, seeing some of the footage on the social medias and some of the clips from Quincy Riley saying that he put on a show at the Senior Bowl, glued to wide receivers, finding the ball in phase with no problem. I know you spent time at the Senior Bowl. Did anything really stand out to you with Riley that you can recall?
Yeah, it was an interesting. A lot of really intriguing guys out there. I can't say that I spent a ton of time on Quincy Riley in particular, but you know, I think this is the third Senior Bowl player the Saints have brought in, right? So, you know, it's always going to be, that's kind of the quota, right? 2 to 3 every year. And yeah, I just think he fits what the Saints want to do. And, you know, when y'all talked to Alante Taylor the other day, one of the things he said was he sees himself in that Jalen Ramsey star role, which, you know, kind of takes you away from, you need someone to fill in on the outside. And so I think he's kind of the next guy on that list. You're going to try to develop him into your next kind of outside corner across from Kool-Aid and have Alante be that guy that kind of plays all over the field. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's an intriguing pick. He's another guy from Columbia, South Carolina. They brought in a Columbia guy last year, Trajan Jeffcoat, Spencer Rattler, played at South Carolina. So, hey, we're, you know, and I know the area well. My wife is from Columbia, South Carolina. So every time they draft someone from that area, I shoot her a text like, we got another one. I'm looking forward to him. He's a really kind of fun guy to talk to. Y'all talk to him. He's really, really grateful to be down here. And, I think he's going to work hard.
Jeff, looking at what is still remaining on the board for the black and gold, do you have any positions you think still need to be addressed out there or any particular players that are remaining on the board you'd like to see them target?
Yeah, it's tough, right? Like, you don't want to just kind of plug in positions and say, all right, you're going to take this, you're going to take that. But you have addressed a lot of the needs. You know, I thought outside linebacker was a bigger need than inside linebacker. They clearly liked Stutzman. I think an edge rusher who kind of fits the 3-4 kind of outside linebacker, maybe Jared Ivey at Ole Miss, one of these guys would make a lot of sense. Running back, I thought they would have addressed running back by now. If they were going to trade up for anybody, that would probably make sense if they were really like the Damian Martinez or, you know, it's tough. A lot of the guys I really liked are off the board. Donovan Edwards was a guy that was out at the Senior Bowl, looked really good. So that would be, you know, edge rusher, running back is probably where I would go.
Jeff, thanks for joining us, man. Keep us updated from the Saints headquarters over there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, one thing I think y'all should talk about. The Saints quarterback room and the Browns quarterback rooms, they suddenly look very similar in the sense that you have a kind of a veteran star quarterback that probably won't play this year. You have a highly touted quarterback who slid all the way into the fifth round. And, you know, another guy who you picked earlier than that who are probably going to compete for a job. And then a few other guys kind of in the mix that you don't know about. I just think it's kind of interesting. It's going to be interesting to watch the Browns and how their situation plays out and the Saints and how their situation plays out. I'm going to hang up and listen, but I want to hear you guys talk about that.
Appreciate it, Jeff. Thanks a lot, man. We'll be talking to you soon.
All right, y'all.
So what was exactly Jeff want us to fuss about?
The quarterback rooms comparing the Cleveland Browns situation to the New Orleans Saints.
Oh, I ain't got to worry about Cleveland. that's what I'm comparing. I ain't got to worry about Cleveland, and so
I guess the fact that they have a veteran quarterback that got paid a lot of money with Deshaun Watson questionable. Obviously, we don't know his status for this season, and right now there's that big question, too, with Derek Carr.
No, you know. I mean, we may want a talking point, but you kind of know what did the owner say earlier this year. I mean, they're telling you what they're thinking. They just hadn't come out and told you.
They ain't got to write it down
for you. They recognize their mistake.
Thank you.
Cleveland.
Thank you. I mean, and so pay attention. They telling you. You just ain't listening. We want something to talk about is what it is.
But with the money involved, I guess it's not that easy to think they're going to cut bait with Deshaun Watson and try at least to get some value out of him.
With the money involved, it's guaranteed.
Yeah. So it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, I mean, it's guaranteed. That's the problem. So what they're trying to do – Man, you got me over here choking on my little protein bar. I'm over here trying to do better.
Sound like A-Bear for a little while.
I'm trying to do better. What they're trying to do is figure out a way how can they get some salary cap relief, you know, from the league because the injury happened outside of football. He had the surgery. You get re-injured. Can we get some salary cap relief? I mean, they've kind of told you, we made a mistake. And so, you know, not to say that they won't do it again, but, you know, it happens. But the owner, not Barry, not the head coach, the owner has basically said it. So it's at this point, it's like, all right, it's guaranteed. What's the easiest and quickest way we can kind of fix it as far as getting out of it?
Don't you think that maybe you could mitigate this between Watson's people and the Browns, because he's getting his money no matter what.
But
it's more of a book kind of a settlement than anything else.
Yeah, I mean, because the mitigation piece as far as Cleveland is concerned at this point, man, you ain't even got to come in the building. Because I got to the 1st and 15th, or whether it's every Monday or whatever, however they set up there in Cleveland, the direct deposit got to hit. So for Cleveland, I'm serious. In the NFL, there's no buyout to be had. It's 40 million, 50 million, whatever he's making this year. That's they got to pay him.
And that is his money now, June 2nd, July 5th, August 30th. He's got that. Here's the issue. The Browns got to carry that on the books.
Correct.
And that is where they may try to mitigate this, saying that injury did not occur on that football field.
That part.
We'll be right back with even more of our TrainSouth.com WWO Draft Fest coverage, so stay tuned. Big 870 AM, 105.3 FM, WWL.com, and, of course, the free Odyssey app. Be back right after this, folks. Welcome back to our TrainSouth.com WWO Draft Fest with wall-to-wall coverage, Saints and the NFL Draft, coming from you from the Rouse's Market on Power Boulevard, official supermarket of the Saints. Looking at the last couple of picks coming off the board here in round five, Miami offensive lineman Jalen Rivers going to the Cincinnati Bengals, Purdue offensive tackle Marcus Mbeau going to the New York Giants, and then the Miami Dolphins selecting Dante Trader Jr., the safety out of Maryland. Kansas City Chiefs currently on the clock waiting for their pick, and then also it'll be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Chargers, Packers, and then the 49ers before the Philadelphia Eagles. Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles are back picking.
You know, one of the things, too, is we talked about the Cowboys, and they just picked Jaden Blue, running back, University of Texas. And so, man, we've seen all these backs peel off the board pretty quick here. But, you don't have to go too far, to play with the Cowboys. And the guy was – and we talked about it with Kelvin Banks that night. Maybe you got a little bit of pull to try to get the Saints to get Jaden Blue. But you're about a big play guy at running back. That's what Jaden Blue is. Now, you can't use him 25 times a game as a runner.
No.
But 12, 14 touches as a runner and a receiver, Jaden Blue can help your football team and quickly.
And, Mike, I know you're working on something, but Choice. What is Tashar Choice? Played in the NFL, played for the Cowboys. I think he was with Texas as far as – he was his running back coach. But I think – I can't remember if it's Dallas or Detroit. But he was one of the guys that coached him and Carolina back from Texas that went to Carolina.
Messed up his knee, ended up getting hurt.
Yeah. So Choice has done a good job developing a lot of those players. But I was just trying to see from a hit from a running back position, which school did he end up going to? Because he's developed some really good guys, and like we talked about, I'm surprised really, and I know Jeff talked about it as well. The Saints haven't picked one yet. As well, I thought that would be a position as deep as this draft is that they would try to add to that room.
I think he's with the Lions.
It is with Detroit. Okay, it's Detroit because he was the running back coach at Texas.
Yep.
And he was able to put in a couple guys in the NFL over the last couple of years, and so he left and went to the Lions.
He said, you know what? I don't mind getting reunited with a Jahmyr Gibbs who we had at Georgia Tech.
Right.
So that seems to have worked out.
More defense for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers here, guys. SMU edge Elijah Roberts going to Tampa Bay with pick number 157. Sorry.
Okay, SMU's defense, they were sort of what you will use two words, lousy. But that one guy, man, Elijah Roberts can play. And he is quick off the snap. We saw in the playoff game against Penn State, he had a couple quarterback sacks. And partially that is Allar, almost walked right into him one time. But whatever. Elijah Roberts is a good player and a guy that can come off the edge. And he has gotten much better with his arms and hands and his ability to get around people.
The bend.
In space. Yeah, that exactly.
Having that bend.
He was a guy that he just wanted to beat you with a speed move. Now, all of a sudden now, he has worked with people in the offseason to really help his technical part of the game. So, man, and one thing with Tampa.
Well, and that's what I was about to ask you, Mike. When you look at what Tampa has done defensively, and then you look at what Atlanta did defensively, two safeties, two defensive ends, or at least
two tackles for the Saints better hold up.
They got to hold up. But Atlanta and Tampa Bay are telling you what they're going to do. They want to rush the passer. They want to get after the passion.
Well, look at coaches, though. Look at the head coaches.
Yeah.
They both emphasize that so much, but the big difference is look what Tampa did in round one. And understanding, you know, Mike Evans getting up in age.
Right.
You have a veteran receiver you were able to bring back, but he's had some serious injuries over the last couple years.
What's his name? The receiver that's been banged up, and he actually was able to come back, tested the market, the other Tampa receiver.
Yeah.
My mind is going blank there, but he's always been a problem for us because you can only double Mike Evans so much.
And then you bring in Amika, Chris Godwin.
Godwin.
And Ebuka, man, you bringing him in to the mix here? Another weapon for Baker Mayfield to fool with. They've redone their offensive line.
Yep, offensive
they've
line
totally
solid.
Redone that part with young players. And, man, again, people say, oh, this is the year the Saints can catch Tampa. This is the year Atlanta can catch Tampa. Only thing I can say is look what they're adding to the cart. Tampa has not made a lot of missteps personnel-wise in what I would call a soft rebuild. After they, you know, had spent so much money on Brady and Gronk and Ndamukong Suh and all these veteran players, in a very soft rebuild, they have done one whale of a job and now's won the NFC South four straight years. And they're the betting favorite to do it a fifth time.
Looking at the draft going on, right now we have the L.A. Chargers pick is in, but then followed by the Green Bay Packers. And just scrolling down the draft board here, Philadelphia Eagles actually have three more picks in round five here. Dear
what?
Lord, how are you going to get all them guys on the roster?
Howie finds a way. Man, you think about it over the last couple of years. We talked about the Ravens and the Bucks, but has anybody picked any better than what Howie Roseman and the Eagles have? That's why they got that Super Bowl championship too.
I know. I'm still stuck in my craw, of course, as being the quote-unquote fan, is the miss on Jefferson.
Get over that.
I know it's tough, but still, every time I see him doing the gritty, it hurts. It hurts personally.
Well, then trade in that Super Bowl championship and we'll throw in Jefferson.
Yeah, never mind. Yeah.
No.
I'm doing the gritty with the Lombardi instead.
It goes to show you, as good as Howie's was and is, he missed. But, you know, the worst part about a miss is you keep it. One thing with Howie, he jettisoned that.
Bye-bye.
Jalen Reagor, hey, it was nice seeing you for a little while, but you got to go. Everybody misses. You're not going to be 100% on evaluations. And so I do give him credit. It was a miss, but he didn't keep it around.
Right.
His deal is, Jalen, man, it was great meeting you, buddy, but we got to move on. And look what he got at receiver now. Okay.
Can't complain about that, right.
You make that trade with the Titans, and then you pick Devontae Smith in round one? Steve, man, you eating ice cream on a double dose if you're complaining with that Jordan Jefferson pick.
Looking at the Saints selections, we got one in round six coming up, pick number 184, then two in the seventh. Those are numbers 248 and 254. Meanwhile, we'll be right back with more of our TrainSouth.com WWL Draft Fest coverage right after this on the big one, WWL.